Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Actually ran into the studio tonight, Drew.
With 4 seconds to spare.
This is good.
Four seconds.
Six seconds?
6 seconds.
Okay. All right. I exaggerate. I beg your pardon. Well, how dare you?
That's like 33% more
seconds.
Right.
You're right. Depends how you look at it.
Yeah. It's really.
It's 50% more, really.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Thank you. I had a crucial decision to make, which is I was low on gas.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
I got off the freeway at about 10 of, and I thought, well, if I go straight, it's 10 of now. If I go straight to the studio, what am I going to do? Make small talk with Drew for 3.5 minutes? No, I'll gas up.
Well, there's another thought, too. It's like, stop and get gas at midnight before I get home? No way.
I'm
not letting you stop and get your medicine on the way, but you can't do that in California.
But I was doing that thing, so I was like, that thing where you're gassing up and you're like, hurry, come on. And by the way, here's a gas station I would go to, one that said...
Fast pumps.
Yeah. Like, just... It's like inspired by NASCAR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We'll just dump 28 gallons of fuel in your SUV.
Think how much time your life is spent twiddling your thumbs at those damn... pumps.
Yeah, and it's basically all you're doing is reading the warning that says vapors may cause cancer. Whatever. Yes. You're reading that. There's some dude who wants to clean your windshield with the sports page. And in Southern California, here's basically what you got. You got the warning labels everywhere. Just what causes cancer, the fumes, and all that kind of stuff. Then you got sort of the crazy homeless guys they're just attracted to, and then the seedy, dicey guys.
Yes.
Then if you look over to the left, you'll see the bathroom out of order. The sign was written in 1961. Actually, it was written in Gothic lettering. It was
Latin.
Out of order. Because it's been a few thousand years since the head is actually, I'm sure it works fine for the employees. It's just they don't want you using it.
Well, and then the employees are there looking through the bulletproof glass.
Then you can go. It's really like going to the Monterey Aquarium if you like Asians and other crazy cultures. You get just stare at a guy. Oh, look at him. Yeah, it's the elusive striped Middle Eastern guy.
You went with the guy that won't get you the Snickers bar off the counter 2 inches away from him.
Yeah, the guy just giving you
the
stink eye, sitting there behind the counter. So you got that. And, of course, you're thinking when the shooting begins, he's basically in a cocoon, and you're standing next to several thousand gallons of fuel.
Perfect.
It's basically the way it goes. So then you stand next to the thing, and you're like, hurry. Hurry. But you want to fill up. Even if you come 6 ounces from filling up, there's a thing that makes it, you want it to click.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And then it's like, well, I'm looking at my watch, like, the show's going to start. Should I just click it off now? But no. All
I'm
this trouble.
Go for it.
No, I got another gallon and a half. Let's go, baby. Then I start making deals with myself. When it gets to $30, I'll pull it out. I don't care what it is. No, I'm going for 35. I'm making a run. That's my whole thing. And it clicked. And then I ran.
And you made it.
And I made
genius.
It. And look at me. Mm. And I have an interesting story to tell. I'll tell you what. Tell you, part of the reason it took me a little while to get here tonight is I saw my least favorite thing, my biggest beef in the world on the freeway was saw the dude on the police auction motorcycle wearing the white helmet and the black jacket doing 54. With a nice line of cars behind him. It's really, you become the pace car at that point. You're waiting for this guy to pull off the track so you can begin the race because people, and here's what I realized too, people are sort of animals. Like, you watch those nature films, they'll be like some guy will take a barrel, put 2 sticks on it, some antlers, and a moose will be humping it.
Yes.
They just see outlines and shadows.
They don't use their brain.
People are sort of stupid and out of it. And if they just see, well, let's see, I see the full face, I see the full plexiglass fairing, I see what looks like the Kawasaki. Look, the guy's wearing a black, that's a cop. Yeah. That's all they need. Now, I creep up. I'm the animal that gets a little closer. I'm the raccoon.
Yes.
I pull up a little, and I check the guy out. No, this ain't a cop. And I immediately take off. But I think, what an a-hole. He knows everyone behind him thinks he's a cop. And, by the way, is everyone okay with this guy?
Surprised you didn't pull in front of him and slow down.
He's a pillar of society, this a-hole. This guy is living at home. This guy has no juice at all. And is there any guy worse than this guy? The guy who has zero juice except for these fleeting instants. Like he's the guy who's standing at the door at the movie theater is telling you can't run out to your car and get your wallet. You're going to have to pay. And you do that thing where you go, well, look, hold my stub. I can, here's my wallet. Can't let you do it. That guy's the most dangerous guy in society. He has just an ounce of juice. He gets to use it twice a year. That's what this guy is. Poor, pathetic sap, living at home, probably doing that thing, probably lactates a little bit, probably like masturbates and cries and looks at a picture of his deceased grandparents and rubs his nipples a little and puts on a little rouge and clown shoes. Yes. But he goes, but he's got an extra $900 to spend at the police auction. So he gets the police auction bike. He buys the helmet. He puts the black jacket on. And then he cruises at 49 on the freeway. Everyone stays behind him. Oh, he's got juice. These guys never speed, by the way. If I looked like a cop, I would go full tilt with it. I'd have sirens rolling. I'd be going 90, weaving
through,
in and out of traffic. Not these guys. They drive half speed, and their thing is a kiss my ass, America. We must stop these guys.
Yeah.
It's up to all of us. Yeah. High beams, horn honking. Yeah. It drives me insane. And I don't know if they do this in other cities. And by the way, why is it okay to just sell surplus police stuff to the public?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's a black and white unit. We took the DARE bumper sticker off, and we pulled the shotgun out of the rack. They're ready to roll. Yeah. Really? It's okay just to have guys driving around cop cars, essentially?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
How is it different than walking around in a uniform that signifies policeman, doctor, whatever?
You have a bigger audience. That's the only part that's different.
Yeah.
Why not just, cop uniforms. Wear a cop uniform? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. No one can tell.
Old badges.
Yeah, what we'll do is we don't actually give you a badge number. But other than that, from anything further than 4 feet, you look like a cop. Yeah, here's a fake gun. Yeah. Oh, I want to kill these guys.
Yeah.
Listen, if you guys are listening to me, please take that motorcycle, point it toward the ocean, and just drive it right into it. You have no lives. I know you. I know your type. Just kill yourself. No one's going to miss you. And what are you going to do? You think you're going to get laid? Huh? What do you think you got? What do you think your future is? Who do you think's going to miss you? Nobody. Just do me a favor. Just take the bike, point it toward the ocean, and just drop it in a gear, drop the clutch, spin the back wheel, and just haul ass right in the Pacific Ocean. Please.
With the Palisades.
Go out in a blaze of glory. Please. Please do this.
There you go.
Oh. You know what would be a thrill? Is if during one of those hellish gang initiations where they have to, shoot a cop, they just mistook these guys for cops. And shoot. That'd be awesome. That's what you call Darwin at work. You know what I mean? That's nature at its best. That's Darwin taking out the garbage. Yeah. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Yeah?
Well, you planted the seed.
All right, you ready to rock?
Let's go.
Stripper. He's got advice. All right. Alex?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey.
You're 20? How are you guys doing?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. I was actually listening to you guys' show. I guess it was from yesterday or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys weren't talking very nicely about us strippers.
Well, we weren't saying anything bad about strippers, but I just had too much information, I think, was the decree.
Okay.
Too much talk about their kids, too much talk about their ex-old man stabbing them, too much talk about their stepdad feeling them up.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, one of the callers had a question about how to approach a stripper if you wanted to, I guess, have a relationship with her outside of the club.
Yeah, are you a stripper?
I had a couple points of advice.
You're a stripper.
I am a stripper, yes.
All right, are you currently stripping?
I prefer the term dancing. What?
Sure.
That makes all the difference.
By the way, here's how you know you have a bad.
Whatever job it is,
if you have to modify it. Yeah. People are like, you're a garbage man, sanitation technician. And they have to do that, correct people and what everyone wants to call your job. Hey, so you're a meter man, a parking enforcement person. Whenever you have to do that, means your job sucks.
Yeah. You don't hear it. So you're a senator? No, I prefer the. Okay.
Right. You don't hear it that. You don't hear CEOs, attorneys, doctors. No one ever changes their title except for strippers, garbage men, and parking enforcement pussies. All right. Let's
so she'll tell you.
Yeah, Alex. Okay, first off, topless and bottomless?
No, I only do topless.
Mm. I'd like to do a club where it was just bottomless. Just confuse the crowd. What's the name of your club, by the way?
It's called the Paper Moon, and it's in Little Rock.
Okay. That's good. I like Bob's classy lady.
Why was that?
I like Bob's classy lady. I don't know why, but a classy lady. And, you know, they're out in Van Nuys, so you know they have only the classiest of ladies out there. So what do you do? If I wanted to pick you up, what would be the best way to do it at your club?
Well, there was a guy on the show who said exactly what it is you need to do. You need to go in there, do not get dances, because then you immediately go from, like, person to customer.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get dances. Mm-hmm. But give them money. That is very important. Let them know that their time is valuable, because then that makes them feel special.
Like, so just walk in. Here's an attaché case filled with a small unmarked bills, several $1,000s.
Now, you said last night $150 an hour to sit and talk. Remember?
Exactly.
Was that David Ungrid said that?
It's probably gay.
I mean, the bottom line is we're at work. And although we would love to sit there and have conversations with people, like, we are at work, we got to, you know, make our money.
Right. So you should, they sit down and they say, you sit down, let's do it. Anderson, put a little music on, by the way, really set the mood. All right, so I'm just sitting there, I'm just drinking a Rolling Rock, and you come up to me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
I say, hi, I'm Leah. How you doing?
Hey, Leah, I'm Ace. Looking good. Looking real good. Yeah. Why don't you have a seat, you know?
All right.
Give my lap a rest.
Would you like a dance?
You know what? Tell you the truth, I just got one and I came.
Oh, my God.
No. Tell you the truth, I just walked in. I'm just enjoying a beer, but how about you just hang out with me, and I'll buy you a beer, and whatever your rate is, I'll double it.
Sounds good.
Is that how it works?
And that's perfect, especially the doubling it part.
Right. So you pay him money, you don't get a lap dance, and then what? Now here's my theory.
She has to tell you her real name, you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the real name. Yeah, if you can get the real name out of him, that's important.
Yeah, that is actually a little bit important. If you get their phone number, then that's really important, because I don't think I've ever given out my phone number once.
What about this, though? Here's my thing. I contend that you say to them, what time do you get off work? And if they say, I can leave whenever I want, you're in.
You know, I gotta disagree with you on that one.
Sure.
Because I've worked at a lot of different clubs, and you can't leave whenever you want. So, if I really did want to meet somebody outside, I probably still wouldn't say that.
Oh, you wouldn't? See, it seems like everyone I've ever been into, they just set their own hours.
But how do you feel about guys? Aren't you sort of getting disgusted with men at that point, and guys that are
very
coming to the club?
Very much so.
Yeah, aren't you already sort of turned off by just the guy even being in that club?
Yeah, that is very true. Like, I started doing this about a little over 2 years ago. And at first, it was kind of sexy, you know, and you felt nice having, like, this power over them or whatever. But now the minute they walk through the door, I kind of respect goes down quite a bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgust, you know? Right? So how do you ever have a relationship with a male after that?
Well, I was lucky enough to where I had a boyfriend when I started dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do you maintain your respect for him or your feelings of...
He doesn't go in the club.
Yeah, but still, I think men in general go down a huge notch for you, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little difficult, but yeah, I mean, I guess you go through varying degrees. You know, at first you're all gung-ho, and then after a while you get really bitter and just screw men, and then you kind of, you balance out after you get
say
used
bitter.
To it.
But let me
used to bitter.
So let me say this. Your advice is don't get the lap dance, have the conversation.
Well, she said don't come in the club.
Come in the club. Talk to them through the mail slot.
That's the best way to go.
Just have it. Okay, go in there, get a, don't get a lap dance, but pay them.
A lot.
Well, a lot.
The thing is that
Hold on. That is sad.
By the way, then the respect shifts. Now the guy's respect to the woman goes...
Well, by the way, yeah, what?
That point.
This is horrible advice. All right, let's see. Alex.
Yes.
All right, so far, me and David Alan Greer's advice is better than yours. Because you're saying just go in there, don't get a lap dance. Now, where should you... Now, as a stripper, when you're on stage, you see the guys in the audience, right?
Yeah.
And where would you like the guy sitting? Up on the edge of the stage or a few rows back? Where do you have the most respect for him?
Personally, I like it when guys are there, just like with one other guy. And they, you can just tell they're having a good time. Whether they're sitting, you know, right up front or in the back, it doesn't really matter. As long as they're not in a big group, because that's kind of intimidating. And you can just tell that they're enjoying themselves, you know, and that they're not trying to, like, get in your pants.
How much for a lap dance, by the way, in Arkansas?
It depends. We have three different kinds of lap dances at the club I work at. Yeah. There's a $20 dance, and then there's a $50 dance, and then there's a $125 dance.
That's where you get the hot wax and
my
the buff.
God.
The $120 dance?
Yeah.
What? Now, what is? How long does that dance go on?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. And what does that involve?
It depends on the girl you get.
Oh, really?
Everyone's a little different. Well, I mean, the club here, actually, the one I work at, is really conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it.
You're not going to get too much.
They're run by a Christian coalition. It's a group of born-again and Christian fundamentalists who got together and used some of the money that they'd raised doing
especially
some missionary
Calvinists.
Work.
It's Calvinists.
They're Calvinists who actually are starting a new strip club, so they're very conservative. Yeah. They have, you know, it's not just, it doesn't just show up in the lap dancing, but there's other, you know, there's no finger blasting. For instance, the drinks, they only serve Jägermeister and Absolut vodka, but they won't have, like, tequila. I mean, they're pretty, and there's symbols of Christ everywhere.
Of course.
Everywhere.
Yes.
The creepy one where the eyes follow you. Picture of Jesus with the thorns where...
I'm getting creeped out by this discussion.
When you're walking from the ATM to the booth.
Yes.
Strangely,
it doesn't slow the guy down.
To the champagne room.
Yeah, I know.
The eyes follow you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that stops him.
All right. Carrie?
Hi.
16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had unprotected sex, and my friend told me that if you took 6 morning after pills in the or 6 birth control pills in the morning and 6 at night, it was the same as the morning after pill.
Well, if your pill happens to be low overall.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on what pill and what the dose is.
It's not my birth control pills, they're hers.
Well, it depends which pill we're talking about.
If one's pill.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
concrete here.
Okay? Your pills.
If one's pills are low overall, that works fine, nearly, in fact.
Okay, but what if I'm taking antidepressants? Is like that okay to do that? Like,
yeah, it's okay to do that, but I guarantee you that's not the pill your friend has.
Well, I don't know which pill it is.
You're going to have to find out.
How do you know that's not the pill the friend has?
What do you mean?
How do you guarantee that, Drew?
Oh, that's not prescribed very often. You need a pill that has levonorgestrel in it. Write that down?
The low overall one is not prescribed very often?
No, not these days. I haven't seen it around in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
It would seem, I don't know, wouldn't it make sense to prescribe that one just so it could use or be doubled as this? Or is that
there are
not
other
a
ones,
big enough factor?
Even the triphasic and a less, and there are other ones that can be used for it also.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that kind of stuff be sort of accessible, I don't know, on the internet or whatever? And then aren't the pills marked? Are the pills marked, the birth control pills?
Yeah.
I mean, could one tell by looking at the pill if it was low overall?
It's a big label on it.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the actual dispenser, but I mean the pill itself.
Oh,
are the pills
sorry.
Themselves marked?
Not many of them.
Mm.
They're tiny.
Carrie?
So,
all right. Yeah, no. Carrie?
Yeah.
All right. How about you just go get that morning after pill?
Because I like went to a pharmacy that like gave it out without prescription because I went on Sundays and Planned Parenthood is closed and they like don't give it out and then because it was closed.
Wait, today's Monday. Why didn't you go to a pharmacy?
Because I was at school and then they were closed by the time I got back from school.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to an all-night pharmacy, a Save-On or something?
A pharmacy closed at 3:30?
Carrie, You're in Beverly Hills. I call prescriptions.
No, the Rite Aid on, they don't carry it. I've already called.
Go to Save-On.
No, Save-On doesn't carry it either. Really? Without prescription. Like, you have to have a prescription.
What?
Really?
Yeah, and Planned Parenthood's in Santa Monica.
What's going on, by the way? We can't straighten this ass out. It's still we got to pretend like, by the way.
You're supposed to be able to get it in California.
Let me say this, too.
Depends on the pharmacy, though.
There's certain things. It's like, are women going to get the right to vote? I don't know. All right, so we drag our feet on it, and there's a women's suffrage movement, and it goes back and forth, and it's like, I don't know, 20 years later, okay, they get to vote. What about blacks? Do they get to use the same drinking fountains whitey gets to use? I don't think they want to anymore, by the way, but that's a different subject. The point is there's a bunch of guys saying no, and then there's some dogs and some beanbags being shot around and some fire hoses, and then 20 years later, they get to. Can't somebody just go, look,
that's ridiculous.
Look
let's
down
go.
The road.
Yeah.
Let's just do this.
Yeah.
It's not going back to the way it was. It's clearly it's not going to stay the way it is. Let's just look down the road a little bit.
Well, that's what's happening, basically, but
slow to come online isn't what I'm talking about.
At least all the states are signing up. That's the good news.
Yeah.
It's just taking
11
forever.
Years
taking
later, forever, they are. It's like, you know, thousands of births, thousands of future felons, inmates, and welfare recipients later. And the folks in front of me who won't turn right in on the red light, even there's no traffic on. Thousands and millions of those people later, yeah, we're starting to come online with it. You and I knew what was going on with this. It was very easy. The science was all there. The data was there. There was no mystery. Can't somebody just get this stuff going?
I know.
And then punish those who drag their feet?
I wish.
The girl's 16. She wants to get the morning after pills. Not a birth control. Oh, it's so... And look, here's the thing, too. When you're 16 and you're confused, and Drew, you went to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School of Albino Hemophiliacs. You were smart. You were educated. You had transportation. You had a few dollars in your pocket. For most people who are like the kids I grew up, 15, 16, 17, they couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
They could not fill out a greeting card to their grandmother for her 80th birthday. They don't know how to do stuff like get on the phone, get on the internet, go across town, go pick this up, go talk to this guy. They just don't have means.
Yeah, can't get stuff done.
Make it just a little bit difficult for them, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
They end up having a kid because they couldn't put an extra 20 minutes into the drive.
Yes, yes.
Why do we do that?
I know.
What's our strategy?
Listen, and let me reiterate for those of you that want to argue how the morning after pill works. I challenge you to read the science. It works the same way birth control pills work when you take them every day. Precisely the same mechanism prevents the egg from being released from the ovary. The sperm never gets to the egg, so there's never an issue about implantation. And I guarantee you, if there is any even theoretic risk, it's no different than the birth control pill taken normally. And, oh, by the way, a couple of anti-inflammatories have a similar effect on potentially theoretic implantation interference. The predominant, I mean probably exclusive effect of this drug is preventing ovulation. That's why you have 3 days. The sperm sits there for 3 days waiting for an egg. If you prevent the egg from being released, you prevent the pregnancy. The egg's already been released. You're going to get pregnant. And it's not going to harm the pregnancy taking the pill.
So easy. And by, you know, this whole election has made me think, why can't we just dial in a party that kind of works, you know? I mean, you like the Republicans because, I don't know, they're tough on crime and they're tough on, terrorists. But then they do retarded stuff like they're the party that won't back this kind of stuff and won't let you have a pot plant. You know, the Democrats are good with this kind of stuff and then crappy with everything else. What can't we just pick and choose and get something and make something make why don't we just cherry pick a party? Just take all the good stuff out. Just take something good, all the good stuff out of it. Make our own third it's ridiculous. Because what ends up happening is you become ashamed of your party, whichever one you're for their stance on whatever, because it's so off.
Republicrats.
Thank you. Yep. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew socked a new mic tonight.
They didn't sock it.
What'd you do? Whacked it in your nose?
Flopped it.
Dr. Drew is standing at the computer tonight because we got a very funny email, I don't know, folder. What do we get? How would it, what's it called, Drew?
That's good enough. Okay. Email.
Jimmy sent Drew and I, the great Jimmy Kimmel, sent Drew and myself an email that had something attached to it. We opened it up. It was an animated sort of short on my Chief Thunder Bear. And it was really well done, and it was really funny, and basically someone just lifted dialogue off the radio and then animated around it, and they did a really nice, skillful job. I saw it. Drew saw it. It was entertaining. It was concise, and it was sort of, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they did it with a computer or how they did it. The point is we would like you to have the opportunity to take a look at it, except for the address is so goddamn long. That since the show, there's only an hour and a half left in the show, I don't think we can get it out.
And I can't, I'm trying to find it on a Google search.
So we're trying to figure out how to find Chief Thunder Bear in a way that doesn't have to have you go to the web address, which is just way too long to give you over the air. And I don't know how to do that. So what Drew's doing now is he's just Googling Chief Thunder Bear, or, I don't know, Loveline or... Yeah, dialogue.
I can't get it. So let me give you the address. I've got.
Really? Well, hold on.
People will need a pen. I looked up Chief Thunder Bear Adam Carolla. It does not match on Google.
All right. Here's the thing. Now, is there other things we could punch in there? Animation? Love line?
Let me
cartoon? How about cartoon?
Chief Thunder Bear Love line, maybe. Let me see.
All right, try that. Okay. Anything rather than give you this address that has 1,700 characters to it, right?
Just Thunderbird level. I'll try that.
All right, but you kids, especially you computer nerds, may want to grab a pad and pencil, because if push comes to shove, we will just give this address out, and you can take a look at this quite funny animation.
I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Really?
It's just not coming up.
All right, let's take one call.
Okay.
Come back here, Drew.
Well, let me goof around here a little bit while we're...
Okay.
Go ahead, we'll take this call.
All right. Amber.
Yes.
21? What's up?
Oh, goodness. I'm seeing this guy, and he told me that basically he wants to be exclusive, and he's a bouncer at a club, and I went there the other night, and I couldn't find him all of a sudden. I was like, where'd he go? So I went, and I looked out the door, and he was talking to this girl that I seen him with like a week ago. So it just makes me wonder, you know, what's up there.
Why did he say he wanted to be exclusive?
Well, it's funny, too, because I told him in the beginning that I just basically wanted a booty call. And he said, you know, our feelings are, either my feelings are getting involved or your feelings are getting involved and all this stuff. And so, you know, he wanted to know if I wanted to be exclusive. And
let me just make sure.
That was a confusing answer.
No, I know. Let me just make sure it wasn't one of these situations where you said, look, we can't go on this way. And he said, oh, okay, I want to be exclusive.
Right.
No,
which is much different.
I didn't even bring anything up. He brought it up.
He initiated the exclusivity.
Yep.
All right. And your answer to that was fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you just wanted a booty call, though.
I did, but, I mean, after getting to know him, I kind of was interested, and I figured, you know.
Well, he's a bouncer, and Drew,
hot.
You know. Yeah, I mean, once you get past, you know, the leather and the pants.
There's
and
so much more.
The veins in the arm, there's so much. I mean, you start, first off, a bouncer, emotionally, philosophically, intellectually, spiritually, it's like an onion. You just keep peeling. There's more and more and more. That's like first layer of the onion. Go Raiders. A second layer, I'm into Raiders. Third and fourth, Raiders stuff. Fifth might be motorcycles.
Ooh.
I'm a Harley guy.
Ooh,
okay? And then Raiders. I'm in Raiders. And then like the eighth layer, it's like Harley. I'm in a Harley again. And then when you get into the ninth and tenth layers of that onion, you realize he's a car guy. He likes American Muscle.
Ooh,
he's I'm an IROC guy.
Oh.
A Z-man. I like a Camaro. Like a Z28. And then it's Raider. Harley. Mustang Big Block.
Who?
El Camino. Raider.
Back to motorcycles.
And it just keeps going, by the way. It never ends.
It's complex.
Yeah. And they get philosophical every once in a while when they say, like, one time my dad punched me, and it not only, you know, hurt, like, my face, but it kind of hurt, too. You know what I'm saying? So you got that going for you. All right, where the hell was she? Amber?
Yes.
this guy into American Muscle, Raiders or Harleys?
No, definitely not.
Mm. Not.
What's he into?
And he does jiu-jitsu.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And he's a student.
Yeah, believe it.
All right. Hmm. All right. Not your typical bouncer.
Mm-mm.
There's more to him.
A little bit.
All right. So he's talking to some girl out front of the club.
Right. After the club's been shut down, this is like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And this is the girl that I seen him with like the weekend before during Halloween.
Look, what are you doing snooping around?
Well, I was sitting there and I was like, where did he go?
Well, you were at the club and he knew you were at the club?
Oh, yeah. Like me and my friend went over there after hours and, you know, we were over there hanging out. And I just, all of a sudden couldn't find him. So I went and looked out the door and he was sitting there talking to that girl.
Did you call him on it?
I actually didn't say anything. He came back in the club because what happened was I went and I told my friend, I was like, he's out there talking to some girls, you know, blah, blah. And she's like, go open the door. So I like opened the door and I just looked at him and I just shut the door. And he came back in and he's like, somebody's a little jealous. And I was like, no, I'm not jealous. And then
why did you say no? Of course you are.
You are. But were the chicks hot he was talking to?
Yeah, she's hot. She's a little bit younger.
Oh, well, that's a strike. You don't want them young. Here's the bottom line, and here's what all women need to know, by the way. If the chick's hot, I'm not saying he's cheating. He would like to get in her pants.
Right.
That's all you need to know. It's like when you hear about Bill O'Reilly and his escapades or Kobe Bryant or whoever, it's like, here, let me see the chick. Nope. Oh, you mean the Zoftic one, the one who's all ass and nappy hair? No. With the hook nose? No. No, that's all you need to know. If he's talking to a hot chick out front, fine. If he's talking to a moose out front, not into it. Drew, sad but consistent,
sad,
right?
But at the very least, you can use that as if it's a positive, you know you're in trouble.
Right.
The negative is sort of hard to interpret a little bit. But
right. Yeah. All right, so Amber.
Yes.
All right, but here's the thing. When you're seeing a bouncer, it's like... There's certain jobs, like if you wanna be with a guy who's a bouncer or he's like a roadie or he's in a band or he's a DJ,
you're asking for a young guy who's
not quite a celebrity, but that bartender, haircutter, you know, salon guy, bouncer, chef, you know, these jobs, sort of high profile, there will be women around.
Yeah.
And you are asking for trouble. There's going to be drunk chicks at bachelorette parties who he's going to be looking to see ID
right
with. You understand? That's his gig. So
he's not respectful of your feelings. This is not a good relationship.
He knew you were at the club. He probably shouldn't have been chatting her up outside.
And this is new in the relationship. Wait till things get...
All right, so Amber, here's what you can do. You can say to him, look, you wanted to be exclusive, and then I saw you talking to that girl out front.
This isn't working.
How about it? And then he might say, she was drunk, I was calling her cab, or she threw up.
Look,
but you can tell when stupid guys are lying. Give him a chance. Give him a chance to say something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, you're standing out front of a club and some chick says, come here, my car's getting broken into or something. Like, what are you going to do? You can't be blamed for everything, right? All right. You find anything on the internet?
No.
You got nothing?
I mean, I'm looking at our life story here. It's like...
Zero? Nothing?
I never knew there was so much stuff on Love Line. Yeah. I've never, ever looked it up.
Really?
Have you?
No, but other people have shown me stuff. I know that sounds like a BS radio answer, but I don't know. I don't mess with a computer.
Pages and pages.
But Drew, instead of reading all the positive things about you on Love Line in the internet, you choose to go to the review page of book Google. What the hell?
Amazon.com.
Yeah, feel free to
read the reviews of
jump
my
in.
Book.
Please jump in when you know things.
And by the way, I got 180 good reviews.
Yeah,
I read the 20.
But you got one horrible one.
The 20 horrible ones.
And it's going to send you to the loony bin.
Oh,
right.
God.
All right. So why don't we give this address out where you can find this very funny animated short that was done over real audio and see if we can do it. And go ahead, Drew. Right, grab a pad and
grab
pencil.
A pen. This is actually worth your time.
Yes.
HTTP. I'm going to give you the whole address, so there's no questions. http://home.comcast.
Yeah, I'm lost. I don't even know what a colon is.
http://home, HOME.comcast.net /
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what to call this next thing up before. So, wait, listen. What do you call these? It's sort of like a...
An N?
No, it's a approximation sign. It's like a tilde. There
a
we go.
Tilde.
Tilde. Beefy papal. B-E-E-F-Y-P-A-P-A-L. One word. Tilde beefy papal. /
Boring.
Hold on. It keeps it's still going. Pages.
No S, sure.
With a capital P. / capital D, capital T, thunderbear.htm.
How'd you find it, Drew?
What?
How'd you find it?
It was sent to us by Jimmy.
I know, but did you never found it on Google?
I can't find it on Google, no. I would tell people just how to follow the Google trail, but I can't find it.
All right. Anderson, you're pretty good around the computer. And
is
so
it D, Thunderbear?
D, Thunderbear. I'll try that.
So is Brian. I count on you people for answers.
Have Chris find it. Come on, Chris.
Chris couldn't find his a-hole if he was squatting on a mirror.
Huh?
All right. But he looks good. He got a haircut. That's nice.
D, Thunderbear. No, thank you.
All right, let's keep going here, Drew. What do you say,
take
buddy?
Take a call. Come on, break it down.
All right. Hubby cheated. Get back over here.
Take a break?
Yeah, we're getting close. Hubby. Right. Catherine.
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes.
Your hubby cheated on you.
Yes, unfortunately.
All right. And did you get divorced?
I'm in the process of it right now.
All right. Who did he cheat on you with?
Oh, some bitch at his work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Walmart, so.
Yeah.
Give the guy a break. He's got to have something to look forward to.
Where are you heading in?
Yeah, other than that.
The gun rack.
How do you know he did this?
How do I know he cheated on me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, women's intuition, and then I caught him putting her name under some guy's name in the phone, and I noticed he called this guy a lot, and that's kind of odd.
Ooh, on the phone, with the phone bill.
And then what'd you do?
So, hold on a second. Was it with another Walmart employee?
Yes.
Wasn't the retarded elderly greeter they have out front,
no.
Was it? Because that would be sad. That's not right.
How did you nail it down? How did you nail it? How did you nail it down?
Phone records. I confronted him about it. He said she was just a friend. And then he moved out.
Oh.
You know, just totally turned his total personality changed. I just had our second child.
Yeah.
Pretty devastating, but.
I gotta tell you, when a man dons the red smock with the name patch on
it. Hard
there,
to hold back from that.
It's tantamount to wearing, you know, a cop uniform.
Again, South Park.
It's powerful.
There was a great South Park.
All right, sure. Save it, please. All right. So you just had your second kid. This guy's carrying on with a fellow Walmart employee, and he moves out.
Yep. I just totally changed personality. Wanted to go out and party.
What is the question?
All the kids fine.
What's the question for us?
The question is, we've been separated for 11 months. It's mm-hmm. 10 months before I started getting into another relationship. I want to make sure I was over him, got everything straight. You know, I was going to school. Mm-hmm. Meet this guy. He works at my school, so kind of not really supposed to do that kind of thing, but we really hit it off. Relationship moved quick, but I really felt connected with him. Great relationship, except he drank a lot.
Uh-oh.
And I noticed it from the beginning. And I told him your little 30-day test about the addiction,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of agreed with me, oh, it's not a problem. I quit any time. You know, he's like, He lost custody of his daughter for the time being, so that's why he's drinking.
That's all bad. People are drinking because they're alcoholics.
Hold on.
He didn't drink
because he lost custody of his daughter. He lost custody of his daughter probably because he was drinking.
Yeah, and by the way, your sister's an alcoholic, which means your dad was an alcoholic.
Which means what? My sister has different
dads. Oh.
Hold on a second. What is it about the white trash contingent of this society that is just hell-bent on effing things up as badly as their childhood was for their kids, you know?
Because I'm fine. It was fine for me. I made it through. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine.
See how that works?
You're fine, yeah. You have a brain the size of a walnut, and the part of it, even though it's only walnut size, it's not a good walnut. The squirrel got to it when it was green. It's got some little teeth marks in it.
All right.
No, here's the thing. You now have two kids. Your husband is on top of some chick who works in the tackle department of Walmart. Yeah. You're hooking up, you're going to a junior college, you're hooking up with another guy who's got his lost custody of his kid and has drinking problem. By the way,
mom had a bunch of
no one's hit the ripe old age of 24 yet.
Right.
Your sister comes from a different dad than your dad, and you probably got
a third.
Everything's
love
great.
My sister.
Everything's
What's
great.
Big deal?
And by the way, is there anyone who wants to talk about this? Is there any politician in the land who wants to bring this up? It's all got to be Iraq talk. It's all got to be senior drugs and seniors going to Canada to get the prescription drugs. That's all the talk. There's no room for this. Zero. That's it. There's no room for the one biggest problem we have in society. That's it. No, it's all got to be talk. It's all got to be greenhouse gases and arguments over ozone and drilling in Alaskan tundra. Doesn't that just pale the comparison to this problem? Nobody wants to discuss it. Nowhere. We can't judge, can we, Charlie?
Cannot judge. How dare you? You're intruding on people's reproductive rights.
Impossible.
How dare you?
All right, Catherine.
Yes.
Look, I don't trust this guy. And I don't trust your ability to pick a guy. You're definitely 0 for 1.
0 for 2.
Well, I broke up with him.
Good.
All right, good job.
Good.
So there you go.
Fine.
Yes. Take your time.
He lied to me about the drinking, and I realized it was a problem. I broke up with him.
Good.
All right, take your time with it.
Yeah. So my biggest thing is he's still saying he loves me. He's together because he gets tested.
Oh, Catherine.
Can't use the S word.
Yeah, you're great. Right. Just perfect.
Look, please, first off, please fill your vagina with asphalt. I was going to say cement, but it's too good a paving product for you.
All right.
Asphalt. What? You understand? I want no more kids out of you. Secondly, go with your instincts. You don't like this guy. He drinks.
Yeah.
You don't want him around your kids.
That's fine. Beautiful.
Fine.
And carry with the
more kids.
The morning after pill. It's levonorgestrel, 0.75 milligrams. If there are estrogen-containing products in the product, it's okay.
Drew, what are you
levonorgestrel, 0.75 milligrams. One pill now, again, at 12 hours.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. All right, let's rock and roll.
Let's break it down.
You ready to rock? You ready to break it down?
Break it down.
Break it down. Get some rock on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Hey, gentlemen. I use that term loosely. Helmet's not a chair, gentlemen. It's gravity. Break it down now. Gravity, break it down. Are you ready to go?
There we go.
Let's rock. Christy, she's 22, ex-heroin addict. Christy?
I love the production. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's happening?
My question's for Drew, and what I want to know is hepatitis C, is that transmitted by blood, or is that transmitted by, other fluids during sex?
It really is the same as HIV. Although you mm-hmm. should be aware that there is debate about whether it is sexually transmissible. I am thoroughly convinced that it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Drew, I've learned from watching public service announcements that anyone can get AIDS.
Anyone, anywhere, anytime.
It doesn't discriminate. AIDS doesn't care if you're black, you're Chicano, you're white, you're tall, you're rich. By the way, is there any bigger blowhardy statement than that when they start going,
listing all things.
Listen, people, Hep C doesn't care who your dad is, doesn't care what kind of family you come from, doesn't care about that Harvard degree hanging on the wall. All it knows is it's looking for a host. You know, that guy, like, I get it. Hepatitis C doesn't care about my Chinese lineage. Yeah, shocking. Where's my scratch pad, you blowhard? But I've learned from watching the PSAs that anyone can get AIDS, even if you're in a monogamous relationship, having heterosexual sex, that you're just as good a candidate for it as if you're pulling a train in sub-Saharan Africa.
Are you saying there's a difference?
There's no difference.
How dare you?
I'm just saying I've learned. So this means we could all get hepatitis C, yes? Because it's the same as AIDS, right?
Anytime, anywhere,
right?
Not just the heroin addict sharing needles, which is how it's usually
transferred. So if I was getting my fudge packed by a guy who is currently shooting up from Haiti, no different than, let's say, your parents who are in a monogamous relationship.
Difference.
It could hit any of us.
You judging?
Right. No, I'm not judging. I'm looking for the facts.
Yeah, of course.
Right. You know what's interesting about the left? You know what's interesting about them? They're really interested in the facts when it comes to, like, creation. yeah. and things like that. They're very much into those facts. They're not so much into the facts when it comes to things like AIDS and that sort of stuff. They're not into it at all, by the way. What's that?
Secondhand smoke.
they become evangelical Christians when it comes to that. It's funny that the same group that does nothing but want the facts when it comes to
creationism,
anything that has to do with the Bible, yeah. the world, or yeah. the planet, any that kind of stuff. It's all about that. But secondhand smoke, 55,000 people die every year. Maybe they're six. Not interested in those facts. Not interested in any AIDS facts either.
No.
There's a lot of facts they're not interested in for fact-finding people. You know what I'm saying?
You're judging. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to judge.
Anyway, we didn't get to Christy's question, so we'll get her back.
What's her question?
She wants to ask about transmission of something.
Hey, Christy?
You just want to know, can you transmit the hepatitis C?
I want to know if it's a blood-on-blood thing or if it's just, sex juices, I guess.
It's primarily blood-on-blood. Almost exclusively, but definitely through intimate contact there's a potential, but not through saliva, that sort of thing.
All right.
Not a household transmission.
We'll take ourselves a little break. Be right back after this. Hey, Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Elizabeth from The Apprentice is going to be in here on Wednesday. Apprentice, good show.
Yeah.
You watch The Apprentice?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I hate reality. I like The Apprentice.
Yeah, it's good. And Mark Burnett does that show, and he also does Survivor, and I think he does good shows.
By the way, in this little cartoon thing that I gave out the address for earlier, mm-hmm. how did he know, the person that made that cartoon, your Survivor dance? You do the Survivor dance in that cartoon.
Yeah.
Scared me.
Added a few sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
Had me moving along. The only thing he didn't put in there is me yelling at Engineer Chris to get
coffee. I know that's the next installment.
That's not cool.
All right. We will, we should play a little Germany or Florida tonight. Maybe a little Aces Accordion Ranchero Countdown. And
by the way, enlightened after last night, found out that the Ranchero music is of German descent.
No, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Well, you can. It's very oom-pa-pi.
Well, but who knew? I mean, maybe spontaneously generated the way it did in Germany. But it was German beer gardens in Mazatlan.
Yeah,
that caught on.
Wow. Yeah, we learned that.
There's no tuba in the ranchero music.
No, you know what I'm saying? They did some testing with the tuba, and while it's annoying, it's more sort of a guy flicking you in the shoulder annoying as opposed to just long nails on the chalkboard annoying. And what I'm saying is the Mexican government deemed it not annoying enough. They played tuba. Here's how they...
You also have to carry around in the heat.
Here's how they...
It wouldn't work in
Mexico. It conducts heat, too. Tuba, right. Tuba...
It'd burn you.
Oh, yeah. You go out in Baja with a tuba, it'll get up to 400 or 500 degrees.
Absolutely. Melt.
Burn your lips right off. No, and also, you're thinking about tuba, it takes a big, fat German to play it.
That's
spindly Mexican cannot blow his liver come flying out of that tuba. No, I have some access to this stuff. The Mexican government does research on instruments, and if it doesn't reach a certain level of annoying, they will ban it from the country.
There's another scale we need to create, along with the smell scale, the annoyance scale.
Yeah.
Units of annoyance.
Yeah, and this is part of my bigger quest for people just to understand what bad is and to go ahead and single it out.
Yeah.
And realize that it transcends all cultures and nations. Well, I know what bad is. I'll explain to you what it is. All right, you ready, Drew?
Here we go.
And by the way, we can do it.
Do what?
You can figure out who's hot, who's not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter where they come from, what their nationality is.
Well, there's certain...
No.
Somewhat. Some little trends.
They know who's hot. And it's the same one we know is hot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk to Eric, who's 29. Eric?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's happening?
Good to have you back, by the way, Adam.
Good to be back, Eric. Yeah.
can I say a little something about Stryker real quick?
Sure. What, did he host on Thursday?
Yeah, he was with
Thursday?
Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, okay.
Well, I heard a story once about a farmer's dog who ate one of his chickens, and he couldn't kill the dog because it was a family dog. So what he did was he hung the chicken around the dog's neck for weeks and weeks until the chicken started to get so old and smelly and nasty that nobody could stand to be around the dog. The dog couldn't even stand his own smell.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. For some reason, that reminds me of Stryker. And I'll go ahead and move on to my point now.
I have herpes simplex 10.
Hold on.
I'm trying to understand the symbolism of that story.
I don't think it was a compliment.
No.
But, and you and I have vivid imaginations and speak fluent love line gibberish. We still can't make a correlation between that and sometimes
I must have missed a conjugation with a verb.
Striker. All right, let's try one more time. Eric, what was your point?
That's all there was. And then I got this drop thing that I wanted to do.
Hold on a second. I don't want to, I feel like I'm picking the scab off a wound. But
don't do it.
You don't like Stryker?
No, I didn't want to say anything bad about Stryker for fear that I would be dumped. So I just thought I'd tell that funny story that reminded me of him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. He's the dog or the chicken?
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, you're not a fan.
Oh, Stryker. No, I'm much happier when you're there.
Oh, thank you. And let me tell you something. I like Stryker. I've never heard him do the show because I'm never... if I'm not here, I'm not here, and I'm sure as hell not going to listen to it, even if there was
brother,
a radio around.
You're not missing anything.
Oh, okay, please.
fine gentlemen, but no replacement for you.
From Arizona, by the way.
It's bordering on cruel. Now, let's go, Eric.
Okay.
Dear, dear friend.
What I've got here is me and my buddy at work here have been listening to your show for almost 5 years now, and I've gotten pretty good at imitating the drops that Anderson plays.
Have you called him before?
Oh, yeah, I've called in a couple times, and you always recognize my voice.
Yeah, we've heard this, but it's always amusing.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Well, wait, what did you call in with last time? I forget.
Oh, who cares?
Oh,
I think he did the same bit.
Germany or Florida's.
Oh, he wished Stryker would get AIDS. I think that's what he's called called with last time.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Eric. Give us the drops.
So basically what I want to do is I got a bunch of drops here, and I don't know how many you want to do, but either, you can guess who they are or have Anderson play the real drop and see how close I am to imitating it, whatever.
Well, when you said you imitated it, what does that mean?
Laughing time is over.
Okay.
Oh, that's you.
That's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
Keep going.
Laughing time is over.
There you go. Okay. More Jell-O, please.
No.
Wow. Well,
no, Eric.
Please.
More Jell-O, please.
Unacceptable.
That's weak, Eric. Now, what else you got?
No, that wasn't me. Best show on television, The Man Show.
Best show on television, The Man Show.
That's better.
Look how fast Anderson is, by the way. He has no idea what's coming.
Because I'm drunk.
Well, here's what we got to do. Let's just go boom, boom. I'll do it, and then he can hit it, and then I'll do another one, he can hit it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Boring bit. Uh-oh.
I don't like this game because I feel like a seal.
Okay, Anderson, just push the stupid buttons, would you?
Play along.
Oh, man, okay. Well, I thought Anderson was...
No, it's interesting.
Up
go ahead,
up, Anderson. Just shut up and do the buttons, would you, please? Boring bit.
There you go.
All right, go ahead.
Asian big book queen.
Hold on. You got to wait for Anderson to find it.
Well, I don't want to make him a seal.
It's too late. Go ahead.
Who is number one?
No more.
All right, now hold on, Eric. Listen, quiet down. Let's just reset here for a second. Anderson, please push
follow
the
along.
Button that yeah, goes with
along.
Eric. We would appreciate it. And Eric, after you're done with your drop,
take a beat,
let Anderson find it and play it so we can compare it. All right?
Okay.
Here we go. Right.
Shut up, Anderson. Just shut up and do the buttons, would you, please?
Here we go. Eric.
Okay. This one takes two hands.
This is Adam. Leave a message.
All right.
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
Yeah, I said hi. You missed the hi part.
Yeah,
keep going.
Okay. What's my dad doing in Israel?
Ooh, where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Sarah, what's your dad doing in Israel?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
That was a classic one.
Oh, here's my favorite. I think to myself, my God, would it be marvelous if I turned out to be homosexual?
All right, that's a good one.
And then I think to myself, my God, wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be homosexual?
All right, hold on a second here. You know what this strikes me as? It's like, when someone says, I got a friend who looks just like Julia Roberts.
Yes.
And it's like, it does kind of look like Julia Roberts.
It reminds you now that you mention it.
It's sort of the crappy version of Julia Roberts. Yeah. Hey, here's a question. Who would you rather bone, Julia Roberts or the squatty one who's kind of looks like has the auburn hair, sort of looks. Yeah. That's how it is. It really makes us realize just how good our drops are.
And how good Anderson is.
And how good Anderson is. Because Eric is doing a yeoman's job of trying to impersonate him, and they're all a good 40%.
And by the
better.
Way, none of my drops made it into his top.
Why don't we do a reverse and have Eric do some of the drops?
Ooh. All right, let me get Eric back on. Eric?
Now, wait a second, Adam. First of all, I pay you all these compliments, and now you're calling me Julia Roberts' fat-looking friend?
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I have some of Dr. Drew. I do have some.
Okay. I would like to turn the tables on you and see if you could repeat some that Anderson whipped up. But give us two.
That'll be easier if I hear it first, then. Okay, but whatever.
All right. Give us two Drews before we go the other direction with this sleigh ride.
Let's see. I'm looking through my paper here.
You're fat.
Here, yeah, I got those. Faggot better run.
I like that one, too.
Faggot better run.
You're gay.
You're gay.
No, that's a different one. Yeah, that's that one.
You're gay.
There it is. All right, now, okay. Eric,
And here's my favorite, Drew, and then we'll do the other thing. All right.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too. Drew, and just last nerve with me.
I have no idea where that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
There you go. Drew on Drew. All right, Anderson, give Eric a couple. Let him see if he can reply.
Hi, Mommy. I'm gay.
What? Never heard that one.
Never heard that one.
Give us
either.
One we've actually heard. Anderson, deal with the fact that I am gay.
Oh. All right.
Deal with the fact that I am gay.
Yeah, right. This is never going to work. Keep going.
Now who's the seal.
Go ahead. I did some gay porn in the late 70s.
Hello? I don't hear when you flip back and forth.
Oh,
like
sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I screwed you up. Give me another one, Anderson. Damn, bitch.
All right, dare you call him Julia?
No.
Julia Roberts' ugly cousin. Come on now.
On your knees, scumbag.
Oh, God. Right. Yes.
All right, Eric. I'm growing weary.
Yeah. All right, move along.
All right, but thanks. That was not bad.
It's a walk down memory lane.
Yeah, I like hearing some of those. Let's see. Let's speak to, thanks, Anderson. Let's speak to Monique, who's 17. Monique?
Yeah?
What's happening, baby doll?
I have a little problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you came to the right place. I like people that crack themselves
and snort,
and then demand that the audience give themselves a hand. I'll tell you came to the right place. Give yourselves a hand, would you? And now give me one. And now give yourselves a hand, and please give me a hand job, too. Can I have one of those? Thank you. Street style. Thank
Money.
You.
What's street style?
I'll show you in the bathroom.
Oh, for God's sake.
During the break.
Monique.
Yeah.
What's going on? Here we go. Mm-hmm. You're going. Here we go, Monique. Here you go.
Okay. Yeah. I have a problem. When me and my boyfriend have sex, I don't get wet anymore, and it causes the condom to rip, and then it's all paranoid.
Well, give yourself a hand, first off. You're the best caller we've ever had. I like that dude with the on. You guys are great. You guys are the best. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah. So what do you think? Did this just start, or has it always been this way?
Well, it kind of just started.
Are you on birth control?
Mm-mm. No.
Don't take the shot or anything like that?
No.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Adam, are you on medication?
No.
It depends what you mean by medication.
What do you mean by medication?
Yeah. Monique, are you on medication?
Like what kind? Like pills or...
Any kind.
No, I'm not on that kind of medication.
What kind did you have in mind?
Like, because I use creams for like my face, so that's has nothing to do with it.
Fair enough. Okay. And is this relationship going okay?
Yeah.
This guy's your age?
Yeah.
And how? I thought I heard a smoke detector.
I think I heard one.
I think I heard one too. Hey, Monique.
Yeah.
It always gets confusing, but could you go in the room that has the smoke detector?
I don't have a smoke detector.
Oh. This is where
I'd love
weird.
To believe you. I really would.
No, really, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment or a house?
A house.
and there's what year? Oh, forget it. How? Okay. What shape? All right. Does it? Okay. I heard it before.
Yeah.
That's why I was writing numbers down.
I definitely have it.
Okay.
Monique.
Yeah.
What room are you in?
What room are you in?
I'm in my room.
You're in your room.
Go ahead towards the hall.
Go to the hall. Can you stand in the hall?
Please?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Tall order. Thanks.
All right. When do you think that thing went? Like 45 or something?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
It's a long span one. It's like 45 seconds.
They never go longer than that, though, so.
No, they usually never go longer than like 35 seconds.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to be looking about 30.
Mm-hmm.
You're about 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not in your room anymore. You're in the hall that goes to your room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I thought I heard a muffled
smoke detector. Yes, absolutely. Three times.
All right.
Here we go.
Monique, hold the phone away from you, please, toward the ceiling.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, what is this?
It's a ridiculous job we have.
What? How dare you? What are you talking about?
I'm gassing up one of the fans and going over there, Drew.
Okay, go.
All right, something's up. All right, now, how do we get the phone back to her head?
Hello? Thank you.
Good.
Well done.
Okay.
But did you have a beeper going off or something in your room, maybe? In a drawer? All right, whatever. So...
Here's the thing. Let me explain something. I know it sounds ridiculous. Okay, first off, Drew and I, we're like dogs that have been locked in the laundry room with no toys. And we found...
We're chewing on our...
we found a balled up sock.
Yes.
And we were just chewing on our own paw.
Yes.
And it was getting bloody.
Yes.
And we found this balled up sock and it became our life.
Oh,
you understand? That's what the smoke detectors are to us. When we hear that thing chiming in the background of our callers, they go off about every 35 seconds. That means there's
calls to us.
Means there's a low battery in the smoke detector. Now, you would think that if you said to a person, hey, do you have a smoke detector in your room? And they said, no, I don't, that we could move on. We would move on, except for the last 33 times we've done it, it turns out there is a smoke detector.
Over their head, chirping at them.
And I've had things like, hey, was that a smoke detector? What are you talking about? I thought I heard a smoke detector. I don't know what a smoke detector is. Do you have a smoke detector in your room? No, I don't. Chirp. What was that? That was nothing. Are you sure it wasn't the smoke detector? No. Chirp. What was that? Oh, that could have been the smoke detector. I've had that conversation
many times on the air.
And that's the problem. That's why now we can't let it go with Monique, because I heard the chirp.
We know it's there. We know it's there.
Yeah. I heard it. I started pacing it.
Yeah.
And it went off about 45 seconds later, which was the second one that you heard. And then we heard a third one.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Do we tell her to go back to her original spot?
Yes.
Monique.
Yeah.
I need you to go back to the original spot you made the call from.
Which is...
I can't tell you that. It was somewhere in your house.
You going back?
Let me go check where it is then. I don't know where the beep is coming from.
You don't. But do you know the smoke detector's a round thing?
The ceiling.
It sits on the ceiling? Wall.
Probably in the living room.
Probably in the living room. Okay. And by the way, smoke detector, it's one of those things like toaster. The title is everything. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. As opposed to like thermos, which could be confusing. You see what I'm saying?
A mug. Where are we going? What's happening?
I don't know. But she's got to go toward the sound of the chair.
Here's the deal. Let's bring this full circle. Mm-hmm. Monique needs a consult
with a gynecologist.
Yes.
Okay. Monique.
Chief Running Bear.
Oh no no we too much time too much okay, time we'll right. get to we'll get to one. Now, Monique.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to like Planned Parenthood?
No.
Well, listen, more often than not, if somebody's somebody's on not a medication, medically sound, nothing going on, emotionally or from pharmacologically or medically, this more often than not is something going on in the relationship. Either something in terms of how you guys are having sex together that's going for too long, where it's starting to irritate you and it's really not so enjoyable to you, and you're not really sort of bringing your boyfriend into understanding what it is you need, or your feelings have changed about this relationship.
You can use, you know, lubrication too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Didn't mean to burden you with information, Miss Snotty Pants. Monique, do me a favor.
Go to the living room.
I got one if you guys really want to hear one that bad. You can pretend it's hers.
No.
No, please.
That was me.
That was you. Oh. Now look, thank you. I said no nine times. Monique, please go back to your room and sit on the foot of the bed or wherever you were when you initially called us and we spoke to you.
Which was in my sister's room, but she's home.
Oh, I see. You're all right.
Pulling a bait and switch on us.
Okay. See? All right. And you're looking up. You see no smoke detector.
No, mine was taken out of my room.
Put in a drawer somewhere, maybe?
Nope.
It was taken out of your room for what reason?
Well, because the batteries died out, so there was no point in keeping it in my room.
Right.
No point in changing those batteries.
Yeah, it's like when your car battery goes bad, you got to throw the car away.
Of course.
Well, you don't throw it out, but you have someone take it away.
Put a drawer somewhere or something.
Yeah, it's no good to anyone anymore.
That smoke detector is sitting in the drawer in her room. It's chirping. And
I think it is.
I'm sure that's
you sure
happening.
It's not in your sister's drawer?
No, it's not in there. She doesn't really have any.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Taking a break.
I'll tell you, if the manufacturers of smoke detectors, like Coleman and First Alert, had any idea how their product was being abused, we were laughing about this on the air a few months back, which is that the 250 decibel chirp that happens every 28 seconds is not enough to get an average American to get up on the footstool and change a goddamn 9-volt battery. They would have no clue.
Yeah, by the way,
you put that would drive turkeys insane.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Animals that roll in their own filth and scratch themselves to death, it would drive them, and are cannibals, it would drive them insane if you had one of those things chirping every 28 seconds.
Yes.
Not
the human, not the American.
Not the American.
Not the Loveline listener. Loveline caller, let's be fair. Loveline caller.
I'm starting to think our callers represent... Well, at least the red states. Mm. All right, let's take ourselves a little bit of a break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm this close to doing?
Dropping trowel.
No, you would. I swear to Christ,
he
will. Do it.
Don't Chris, tempt he has been known to do weird out, things. Drop, I swear to God, he'll do it. Watch out. He'll do it.
I'll drop down. Hey, 31 after 8 o'clock. We got news. We got weather coming up. We got traffic coming up. Oh, here's some of the driving. We have a slow and go on the 45. 405. Look out for brake lights on the 101 traffic in lanes, debris in lanes. Oh, there's a box spring out there. I'll tell you what kind of nugget I dropped.
Got some cones out.
Got cones out. Look out for those guys. Give them a break. When you're coming through the cone zone. 8:32 after 8 o'clock, 28 away from the top of the hour, straight up. Top of the hour, we got traffic, weather coming up. Also, news coming up to that. As a matter of fact, we got traffic, weather, news coming up every hour, every quarter hour. Every 8th hour, every 16th hour, every 32nd hour, 64th hour, every 124th hour on the hours with traffic. Where sometimes we give out so much traffic, weather, and sports that they actually start bleeding into each other. So I'm talking about like a score the Lakers game, and it start turning into like, San Antonio 111 to the Lakers 405, traffic on the 405. See, I'll start building the traffic, weather, sports,
nice
sports,
technique.
Traffic, weather, sports. 73 out in Conejo coming in there. Checking in Gardena, checking in 73. Encino checking in 73. Look out, traffic in lanes on the 101. Box ring out there. Slow and go. Look out for brake lights. And we're going through a cone zone. Give the guys a break. What are you, the guys in Orange, Caltrans Orange? Good people out there getting way too much for kind of crappy job that they do. Yeah. Kristen, what's happening over there? 21 checking in. 8:33 after 8 o'clock.
What's up, Kristen?
7 away from the top of the hour. We got news, traffic, and weather coming up on the quarter, on the half, on the 8th, on the 16th, on the 32nd, the 64th of every goddamn hour. And we got to break away. Good, Kristen, let's go.
Yeah, I was wondering if I've been on the shot, Depo Provera, for about 4 months now, and I was wondering if that would have any effect on like dryness.
What about it, Drew? Hold on. I got to break away. We got a little traffic. Got to slow and go. Look out for brake lights on the 405 DeBrean lanes on the 101. Some joker's on there. He's got out. He's a couple of Mexicans crossing the freeway. 101, look out for brake lights and traffic and weather coming up at the top of the hour. Yeah, go ahead there, Drew.
Chris, have you noticed when women call in with this particular complaint, I always ask if they're on medication. And this is the one of the medicines I'm fishing for, is that it very commonly causes dryness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Is there any harm to using lube a lot?
Well, I wish we could talk about that, but we got news coming in.
And you
trouble
may,
in the Middle East,
may,
unrest
no.
in the Middle East. Yes, there's unrest in the Middle
and
East.
You may want to talk to your doctor about estrogen cream.
Unrest in the Middle East. Yeah, looks like hey, the Jews aren't getting along with the Palestinians. What do you know over there? Everyone's a crazy anti-Semite over there in the Middle East. Although that's not really the problem we can talk about. But we got to make it over oil. Yeah, trouble in the Middle East, unrest in the Middle East. They hate the Jews in the Middle East, but that's not the real problem. No, couldn't be that. Wouldn't be that. Historically, there's no precedent for that. No, couldn't be that. Couldn't be. It's got to be oil. It's about us. It's about oil. Yeah. All right. A slow go on the 405. Not anti-Semitism in the Middle East. People love the Jews over there. They're basically, their theory is live and let live over there in the Middle East. They love the Jews. Love the Jews. It's not about anti-Semitism. It's about money for oil and blood for oil. Jessica.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Unacceptable.
Is that a freight train?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm in the car right now.
Oh, okay. Are
Am
you
I
parked
on
the tracks?
Right now? God, I've been waiting forever.
All right.
Seven says 7 minutes.
Okay. Hello?
Let's do a little Loveline reenactment. Oh, God, I've been waiting forever.
It says 7 minutes here on the board.
Oh, okay. Hello? By the way, as we look across the board, Drew, line one, how long?
40 minutes.
Line two?
38 minutes.
Line five?
31 minutes.
Line six?
29 minutes.
And Jessica, line three?
725.
Okay. So, not only have you not been waiting that long, at least according to Loveline standards, you're way off the pace. You're not even up to a quarter of the average wait. But I'm guessing Jessica's hot. Go ahead, Jessica. Yeah.
Actually, I just had a question. I get urinary tract infections a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think more than usual. I talk to my girlfriends and stuff, and they seem to get them just sporadically, you know? I guess it's a normal thing, but...
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably either the way you guys are having sex or something about him, maybe, whatever. It's bacteria getting pushed up the urethra into the bladder.
Do you have vigorous sex?
Depending.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes you do?
It depends the mood and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It just happens.
You might notice that that's when you get the urinary tract infections.
But
we're trying to make a correlation.
What about around that time of the month?
What about that time of the month? Well, first off, hold on. Do you ever have vigorous sex?
Yes, I have a lot of vigorous sex.
Okay. That was the question.
All right. Huh? Alexa, I'm not going to beat off to it until I get home. How dare you? Have some decorum. Go ahead, Drew. And by the way, I assume you're hot because you're 20 and your name's Jessica and you got a lot of attitude, but you're calling from Riverside and that's only Riverside hot.
Oh, I actually just pulled over. I live in Victorville.
Ooh. Wow.
Don't hate. I just moved from Orange County.
Ooh. Ooh. What happened?
Are
you being punished? What'd you do? Kill a cop?
I wasn't doing the damn thing in Orange County. I had to move up to Victorville to get started in school.
Drugs.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what we call it, geographic.
What do you do? Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're doing drugs?
In Victorville?
No, in Orange County.
Oh, in Orange County. I mean, I was partying. I used to party harder, but...
That's affirmative.
So you call that a geographic? Is where someone just tries to sort of leave and shake their past,
right?
As opposed to getting sober,
right? They try to get away from the people and the places and the things that that they equate with their drug using, and the drug using is due to something in their brain. They take that with them wherever they go, and magically the drugs find them wherever they are.
Well, maybe Jessica didn't. Jessica, did you pack your brain?
Did I pack my brain when I left? Yes.
Mm, you're right.
That's a shame.
I have a bunch of stuff to do up here.
Are you doing? Or what are you doing in Victorville?
What am I doing in Victorville? I'm just working at a law firm and like going to college, trying to do something.
Victorville College in Victorville?
Yeah, there's like a junior college.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And by the way,
even Chris is laughing.
I know.
Okay, he's cringing.
Everyone laughs anytime you hear the word Victorville. You think that's where I stop and pee when I go to Vegas. I know, but
yeah,
exactly.
Chris, who by the way takes 7/8 of a unit, is basically his course load this year. Laughs heartily at the junior college in Victorville.
Find what she can do. People that go there.
All right, Jessica, here's the deal. You want to see a doctor, get the urine checked. Sometimes there are resistant bugs. You may want to take antibiotics every time you have this vigorous sex afterwards.
Really?
Take a single dose. Yeah, some women have to do that. Or you might want to kind of pay attention and not aggravate things so much. You know what I'm saying? Your body's telling you something here.
Sometimes I don't even recover from the previous one before, you know.
You know what that is? That's drug addict behavior, Jessica. That's you trying to get the same arousal you get from drugs from using sex like a drug. That's what that is. And your body is getting hurt by that just the way it did from the drugs.
Yeah. I will use sex as a weapon on occasion, but never as a drug.
Well, it's different.
That's my
take. I don't think I'm using it as a drug. I mean, I've stopped. I haven't had any in like 4 or 5 days.
All right, well.
Oh, well, it's been almost half a week.
Well, you're in a monogamous relationship, you're living with the person, you think that, you know.
Okay. Hey, did your boyfriend relocate with you to Victorville?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys really must have been running from something over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were both just in the same kind of boat. We've grown up together and gone through all that stuff together, so.
All right. And strangely, he's...
What's he doing in Victor? What's your boyfriend doing in Victorville?
He's working at a furniture place.
Touche.
Okay.
It's not bad, and plus living's a lot cheaper out there. So.
No, I know. Listen,
they
should pay you.
Yeah.
All right. All right, okay. But they got a good Frosty Freeze out there, I think.
Oh, in Victorville?
Yeah. Or is it Foster's? What the hell? Tasty Freeze.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Good over there. Mm. I remember, I think I was coming home from Vegas, and I don't know if I was in Victorville or Baker, or one of those little towns between Los Angeles and Vegas, but nothing but arid desert everywhere, and one Tasty Freeze in the middle of the joint, and stopped off, you know, after being on the road for 4 hours, got like a blizzard, and the guy behind the counter said, What are you doing here? He must have recognized me from the man show. And I said, well, I live out here. And he was like, you do? And I said, yeah, live out here. Yeah, commute into Hollywood, do the show, and come back here. Well, he's like, wow, keeping it real. I said, yeah, I like desert. I like trash being blown. That's my thing.
Yeah, it's a nice effect.
And I like, you know what, I don't feel at home until I see that sign that says, talks about the dangers of transporting backyard fruit.
Yeah, and the medfly.
Yeah. All right, you ready to rock here?
Here we go, keep going.
Kurt?
Yeah.
24?
Yep.
Here we go, what's up?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Dr. Drew and his faithful son.
Oh, I'm actually on now, huh?
That's right.
I've been waiting forever, too.
All right, what's up?
I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years, and at first... the sex was great. It was always continuous and just all the time. And then after 2 years, we had a child, and then it just like distinguished. It just like totally like she wasn't like interested in it. And when we had it, she would just do it for me, and she wasn't interested in it. And I was like, well, you know what? Why am I even doing this if you're not interested in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so you can bust a nut. Perhaps.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, when someone's not into it...
And by the way, if a guy had to really use that criteria to judge, that'd be it. You do it once a year. That'd be the end of that. Drew, as a man of passion, am I right?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times a year.
Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Okay.
Well, Kurt, it's our need as a male, I think, to...
Yes, we understand something about that.
Hold on.
Get that down. Write that down. Got it? Our need as a male.
Imperative.
So saith Kurt. Thus spake Kurt.
Okay. Thus speaketh Kurt. Thus heareth all. All right, Kurt.
Yeah. Hadn't had a curt in a while either.
It's kind of been nice. A while. Yeah. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe not.
Oh, Drew.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's waxing smart here.
Go ahead.
Kurt.
Yeah.
How long ago was the child delivered?
She's a little over a year and a half.
Okay. Very commonly, women will have a significant drop in their sex drive for at least 6 months, many times up to 12 months after a child. If she's continuing to breastfeed, that will work against you. If she has a postpartum depression, that will profoundly impact. Mm-hmm. And then you add in the stress of taking care of a child and God knows whatever pressures you're putting on her, and things kind of spiral down very commonly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes going to a gynecologist and talking about maybe kickstarting things biologically. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the triphasic birth control pills can help in sort of getting things going again.
Mm-hmm.
But you're fighting biology and stress, and you've got to be empathic about that. You've got to realize things are not the same as they were when she was not mom.
All right. So,
and how about supporting her, for God's sakes?
Here's the way, by the way. You know what I'm going to liken it to, Drew?
All right.
I'm going to liken it to a-holes who get pulled over and they want to get out of the ticket by throwing attitude at the cop.
Right.
Here's your only
that's a good
chance.
Example.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great example.
Then it has to be good because Drew rarely says that.
Yeah.
He rarely compliments me anymore on not only my examples but my looks. He never says anything. Here's what
I'm
saying.
I have to beat off comment. I can't resist.
You get pulled over by a cop. They have all the power. They have all the juice. Here's your one shot of getting out. Juice.
Oh, wow.
And the juice. Here's your one shot of getting out of the ticket. Hands on the wheel. Yes, officer. I'm sorry. Apologetic. That sort of thing where he says, got my license and registration. You go, I'm going to reach into my glove box now. That's where I keep it, if that's okay with you. Nothing but ass kissing. Make him feel bad for writing you the ticket. Same thing with the lady when you're not having sex. A lot of guys try to do that belligerent motorist thing. And you start throwing toot at you. What's the matter? No one's robbing a bank today. Yeah, boop. Now you got a ticket. Maybe you're getting your ass kicked on the side of the road.
Yeah.
They're calling for backup.
Why not? You deserve it too then, by the way.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They have all the power. So why anger them?
Mm.
And by the here's the thing too. Let me tell you what the cornerstone to the F up is. The cornerstone of the F up is not knowing who's got the power or not caring and proceeding anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's got a gun. The guy's got a partner. The guy's got a walkie-talkie. He's got a nightstick. And he's got a ticket book that's in a fresh pen that he's just licked. And you're cracking wise to him. You're mouthing off to him. You had this much chance of getting out with a warning. Now you're going in. That's the way.
Same thing with women.
That's what people do. Same thing they do with the women.
Yeah.
Right. She's got a kid. She's got a little postpartum depression, whatever it is. Instead of the flowers then the little decorative soap basket, you're complaining.
Right.
And now you're getting further away from sex.
That's right.
Each complaint, each come on, each all that, all the pouting, all the attitude, whatever it is. Now, take out the garbage, get her a little FTD basket, see if that works. If not, you got to go in, see the doctor. All right, Drew?
Perfect.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, I tell you what. Woo! We got some show planned for you tonight. A lot of folks like to start their show when the show starts. Not us. We wait until late into the fourth quarter before we start enacting our show plans. Yes, Drew?
Oh, you betcha.
Tell you what.
Why burn out early?
Tell you what.
You want a peek.
Tell you what. Yeah, now we start the show. You know what we're going to start the show with, Drew?
And Dr. Drew.
Thank you. We're going to start the show with a Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
First, quick check of the time, 8:31 after 8 o'clock, 29 away from the top of the hour. All right, let's get back to the phones. What do you say, Drew?
Germany or Florida?
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
After Dag's raucous performance last night, I think we should give him the homage.
We do? We should?
Nah. He was belligerent. He was belligerent last
He was
night.
Angered.
Angry
we
belligerent.
Didn't, we didn't use his Germany or Florida thing. Katie?
Hey. How
you're
you
20?
Doing?
Great, baby doll. Let's do a little Germany or Florida.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
A 23-year-old man called the police and gave them his license plate number, telling them it was a getaway car for a drug dealer. It turns out he had a crush on a female officer who he hoped would arrest him. Unfortunately, the object of the man's affections was not in one of the six police cars that chased him down. and the man was arrested for faking a felony and abusing an emergency hotline.
Emergency hotline, felony, license plates. That all adds up to Florida for me.
Everything horrible just sounds from Florida. But yeah, this it's got drugs involved. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going Florida. Florida?
Female, please. Yeah.
It's Germany.
Ooh.
Busted.
Wow, Katie. For that, you get nothing. But God bless you for calling it in.
Hey, I got a solution for your URL problem, too, for that long web address.
Yeah.
If you go to, you can go to www.tinyurl.com. That's T-I-N-Y-U-R-L. And you should be able to copy and paste the long one, and it'll spit out a little short one for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no idea how that works. I mean, it'll consolidate it?
There's a little box that it makes one up. It'll give
Anderson,
one
do that.
It'll give you one that's like tinyurl.com/ and then like four letters or something like that.
Well, I've already thanks, Katie. And by the way, Anderson says he has a more efficient way to find this cartoon.
I'm a little reluctant to say it because I don't want the whole thing to crash, but if you go to Loveline Companion, they have it there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so go to Google and then type in Loveline Companion, go to the forum, and you can find it.
In the forum.
Yeah, in the forum. It's the closest thing we have to an official website, and Brian's on it all the time, reading about himself.
Really?
He's the one who came in and told me that it was in there.
Oh, all right. Is Brian just reading stuff about himself that he wrote earlier in the day?
It very well could be. I don't know. There might not be stuff about him on there. I don't know.
I'm actually just posting stuff about myself under a different name.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Brian. Oh, boy. This guy's greatest asset. He is the show. Really.
He thinks he's clever because he misspells his name, too.
All right, let's. So you can go to say it once again.
Go to Google, type in Loveline Companion, and then go to the forum, and they'll have. I think it's the first thing on there. Last time I looked, anyways.
It is a very funny animation that somebody did based on a bit we were doing on the radio.
They added stuff too. They had like the shaking shaker that wasn't on there.
No,
they put little sound effects in there and chopped up some of the audio. And the audio felt like it was pretty much running real time.
I think that was real time.
Pretty much straight through, but they added a little sound effects and stuff. And I don't know, Anderson, you may have more insight to this. I don't know how they animated it, but it looked good.
It's a Flash program. That's what it looks like to me.
What does that mean?
So you have to have a quick, you have to have a very fast machine for it to work.
You do it on a computer.
Yeah.
No. What? No, shush up, Drew. What I'm saying is how they animated it.
Right. They. What does that mean, a Flash program? What does that mean?
It's animation that it's a program that they use on the computers.
So anybody could have that program.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a good artist who did it.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And they cut the hell out of it, just to let you know.
Really? The sound?
That's not real time.
No, because I wasn't yelling at Chris to go get me coffee.
I thought that was missed. That would have come right about that
one
point.
Drew looked pompous. I liked it.
Stephanie?
Yes.
You're 21?
Pompous.
Yes. Pompous.
What's up?
I just remember Dr. Drew always talking about how, like, being sexually, can I say, molested when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yellow, please. Mm-hmm.
It affects things, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was somewhat sexually molested when I was a kid, when I was a little girl, and now I'm not that bad at all now today, but it didn't really cross my mind before, but for some reason, I just started thinking about it now.
Well, usually something will trigger sort of a second exposure to trauma. These inciting influences can be rather mild, like you break up with a boyfriend or something. Something triggers you, and you're sort of re-traumatized, and then the flashbacks start and the uncontrolled feelings, and that's when things usually become more of a problem.
How about a little therapy, baby doll?
Like how?
You go in and talk to a therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were abused. Was this, it says here your brother did this to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very serious.
How old were you?
Six.
Six. How old was he?
Elementary days, I don't remember.
She didn't tell us six. I'm tuning in.
That's what she sounds like. How old was he?
Well, he's
probably middle school days.
He was in early teens.
Possibly.
All right. So that's bad stuff.
Yeah.
And God knows where he is today. And if he has kids, I'm going to kill myself. Does he have kids?
No.
Yeah. Good.
Good. Because they were taken away from him, or because he's in jail, or where is he?
No, he's fine.
He's doing fine. All right. God bless him. How about you get some therapy?
These are profound issues. They take a lot of time.
How about you answer, by the way, or just an affirmative?
She's angry, she's abused.
Okay, how about a grunt, though?
How about what?
All right, you got to get therapy. And you know what I realized? I talking on the phone tonight on the way in, it cut out. I went on, I speak in rants or I don't speak at all.
Yes.
And I went, 17 off ramps and I realized the person cut out somewhere around my house. Mm. And that's why with cell phones, we should start, let me tell you what the Japanese do. When one of them's talking and he's making a point, the other one's like, hi, 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 hi. They it's Japanese for yes.
Okay,
yes,
we need
I'm listening.
That. Okay, we need to hurry.
There's nothing wrong. You're on the cell phone. You're
the
like
cell phone kiosk.
You wax on, and then it's like, you know what I'm talking about? Hello? Hello? I now realize I've had 6 months worth of collective conversations where no one's on the airline. We need to start doing the affirmative things that they do. They do it on the radio.
Yeah.
They do it. That's what the military does. I want to hear I want, hey.
Hey.
Okay, so Drew,
over.
I'm saying we got to move. We got to take Israel. We got to move it to Baja California,
hey.
And then let them resettle there. Hey. And look at that country. Hey. That. Okay, we're gonna take a break.
It's invigorating,
Drew.
Hey,
after this. Woo, get it on.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I'm getting fired up. I'm gonna start this show off right, Drew.
We don't want to peak too early.
We're Come almost on. Out of time, but I'm feeling like
got a break for traffic and weather.
Blah. And blah. Hey, look out on the 405 for blah. Hey, the Middle East, blah. Hey, what's temperature in Encino? Blah. That's the same.
That's good times.
Same information. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying blah hollow. I told him to put in there is me yelling at engineer Chris to get
coffee. I know that's the next installment.
That's all not right. Cool.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.